In the name of Lord Jesus, we continue to study the topic I preach because today we study God has no obstacles. Okay. Close your eyes. Let's survey another question. Okay. If you think or you feel preaching gospel is very difficult, please raise your hand. Very difficult to you. Very difficult. You dare not to open your mouth to preach to others. Okay. 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 Put your hand down. If you consider preach gospel is easy, not that difficult, please raise your hand. Okay. Okay. One more. If you consider it's doable to preach the gospel as long as God help, please raise your hand. Okay, thank you. Open your eyes. Very similar to what we saw on the wall. The sticky note that we put on in the dining hall. Some of us, maybe less than 10, feel it's very difficult. But only a couple consider it's very easy. And most of you believe as long as God help, it's doable, we can preach. That's why we have to learn. Right? Hope after the CYCC, we can be a different vision in preaching the gospel. Okay? Because you do need this empowerment from the Holy Spirit. We do need to understand how God will dissolve all the obstacles. So God's will in gospel. We study this before, right? God's will. The gospel must be preached in all the world. And then the end will come. In Matthew 24. Matthew 24, verse 14. This is how Jesus, he talked to his disciples. At the end time, prepare yourself. Matthew 24, verse 13 and 14. And I have a brother, John, Brother John, please read, 13 and 14. Okay, so even though we may witness a lot of the situation happened or the environment is not going to be so friendly or ideally, but we have to endure and then continue to preach in all the world. And the end will come. So this is our mission, right? In Matthew 28, continue. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. We flipped this verse a couple times already. Okay? Before his ascension, he said this, Lord Jesus said, go make disciples of all the nations. In Mark chapter 16, right? Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all every creature. to every Christian, actually. Mark 16, 15. So we know the message. This is what Jesus talked to his disciples. They have to continue in this gospel. In Luke 24, repentance and remission of sins shall be preached among all nations. Always the same. Same message. And then in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, you shall be witness to me in Jerusalem, and then Judea, Samaria, to the end of the earth. Right? So, this is what Jesus, he taught us. Special. Entrust all this gospel to his disciples. They have to continue. God used his disciples to preach the gospel. But this is how disciples, all of this, the apostles, they perceive God's will after receiving the Holy Spirit. So in Acts chapter 10, verse 34 to 35, this is how after Peter went to preach to Corinthians, right? And then he talked to these Gentiles about how he perceived God's will. Let's turn to this verse. Acts chapter 10. So in chapter 10, church has been established in different places already. But for this time, Peter, he realized how important it is to preach to other to Gentiles. Acts chapter 10, verse 34 to 35. Sister Jasmine, please read. Amen. So listen, Peter, he keeps saying, it's not lawful for me to enter your house. If by my own will, I will not come. But because God sent me, so that's why I come in. Right? And this is what I perceive. God shall know partiality. So this is a big step to Peter. And then, in Acts 11, not only Peter, but also the disciples in Jerusalem, the believers. In chapter 11, now Peter went back to Jerusalem and then made a report what happened in Corinthians' house. Right? So, after, actually, Peter was greatly challenged by other believers. And Peter explained to them what happened. And verse 18, 11, 18, this is how disciples reacted to the fact, how God's will. Brother Derek, please read. Acts 11, verse 18. Okay. After they heard these things, they keep silent. Because then now they acknowledge what's God's will. Before they consider this gospel, this salvation only belong to Israel, Jews. But now, they have different mind already. Because God showed them what thing is supposed to do. Okay? And then, in Acts 14, in Acts 14 and 15. Let's turn to this verse, 14:27. After the first missionary, Paul returned to Antioch and also made a report. Apostle Paul, he just, among the congregation, he just proclaimed, verse 27, how God opened the door. Sister Amber, can you read, please? Amen. So, God already opened. God had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. You can see, that gradually, everywhere they know God's will. Even though in the first missionary, Paul and Barnabas, they encountered so big challenge, right? They almost lost their life because of the gospel. Okay, and then let's see about the obstacles. This is another, the easy way, right? This is a rocky way, actually. Preach the gospel from Jerusalem and then to Judea, Samaria, to at the end of earth. It's a long way. And on the way, there are so many difficulties. They have to overcome it. So these obstacles, every obstacle was dissolved by the power of God. And also because of God's guidance. Okay, let's read the scripture first to consider and to learn how God worked for the gospel. Then we think about our own obstacles. First, Judaism, right? Judaism. This is in the book of Acts, there are four obstacles, big obstacles. Unless God dissolve it, God work for it, otherwise, by human perspective, no way. No one dare to overcome it. Because it's too strong, the waves too big to overcome. Judaism. So in John, let's turn to John chapter 9. This is the mindset of a disciple at that time. John chapter 9, verse 28. This is a miracle of Jesus opened the blind man's eyesight, right? After this miracle, and see how the Jews and rebuke this blind man. Verse 28 and 29. John 9:28 and 29. Sister Paulina. Sister Paulina. This is the mentality of the Jews. They consider themselves as the disciples of Moses because they don't know where Jesus come from, right? Nazareth, a countryside boy, a man. They don't consider he is a Messiah, the anointed one. But they know who Moses was, and then they admire the teaching of Moses. They want to follow. So, they reject Jesus. In Acts 21, let's turn to this verse. Even though many years later, a lot of disciples believe in Jesus, received baptism, but this mentality remained. The mindset still, it's very hard to get rid of. Acts 21, verse 20 to 22. Acts 21, verse 20, 20, 22. Brother, someone, I haven't read the Bible yet. Let me see. Isaac, Toby, Kyle, please. Amen. Thank you. Especially in 20, verse 20, say, how many thousands of Jews there are which believe, and they are all zealous of the law. You know, so they heard, they overheard someone say, "Oh, the Apostle Paul, he against the law." They are just, you know, turn to against in their mind. They turn to against Apostle Paul already. See, so this is big challenge to them. How to overcome this the law, and they believe Moses. Even though they accept Jesus, but not totally, not yet. Their mind had to be transformed. Okay, so this is a big challenge. So that's why. In Acts chapter 2, and that's a big event. What is next? What do you think? Besides the Judaism, they believe in Moses, right? What else? Anyone? In book of Acts. Next is? Racism. Right? You see how Acts 11, how they challenged the Apostle Peter. You went into the uncircumcised men and act with them. See? Peter, he is the first apostle. Right? The first one. He went because of the vision. But after he returned and made a report, people challenged him. How come you went in the house of the uncircumcised? And after then, there's a big sin to them, right? So they don't think the gospel supposed to be accepted or to be preached in Gentiles. This is their mindset. The big challenge, they just consider I'm the only one. This salvation only belong to Jew. In verse 18, chapter 11, verse 18, what is that? We just read, right? After they heard the report, they might change. Yeah. Something not what they thought. Number three. Legalism. Law. Everything happens according to law. Right? If you want to be safe, then circumcise first. Keep all the Mosaic law. Sabbath, food, right? Cleanness, everything. Just the law. Hundreds, yeah? 613 law. You keep it, otherwise no way. So, legalism, in Acts 15, verse 1, unless you are circumcised, according to the custom, you cannot be saved. It's a bit challenging. To them, the gospel is not enough, because this is what they have been taught since their generation for thousands of years. Okay, so legalism to us is also a big obstacle. How are you going to understand the salvation and then how the truth can make us free? Free from fear, free from sin. Okay. But at the same time, we actually transcend the law because we are not restricted by just the word, but because the word of God has been imprinted in our heart. So we know what we to do, right? We have to behave, just follow Jesus. Number four, geographic barrier. To them, they always preach in Asia, in the continent of Asia. Because in their times, it's a big task, big risk to go beyond the region, right? They didn't take airplane, no, right? By walking, by ship, you know, and they could be robbed anywhere, right? So many difficulties, you know, danger waiting on their way. So geographic barrier is nature restriction. But God make the breakthrough. See, this is in the Acts, in Book of Acts, we can see. This is a big obstacle. But how does God work for them and then just dissolve, make a solution for the obstacles? It's very important. And this is what we learn. We have to learn from the scripture and then to apply into our personal case. Because everyone maybe face different obstacles. First, in chapter 2, the Holy Spirit, actually Lord Jesus, turned Moses' disciple to be his own disciple. So in chapter 2, this is a big breakthrough. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit pour out from heaven, right? So now, disciples receive the Holy Spirit of promise. This is how they receive power, and they have the wisdom. They have a vision to see through the Old Testament. They get the meaning. Now they know it. Why the prophetic book keep prophesies about the anointed one, Jesus Christ, right? So Holy Spirit is a key. After that, we can see how the word of God was delivered by Apostle Peter. So Peter, he gave a sermon, just like a short vision of the evangelical service. He just explained what happened to Jesus, and then how this incident coincide with the prophecy in Book of Joel. And then how the Holy Spirit moved the listener, the Jews. So the movement of God touched the word of God, cut into their heart, and then they acknowledge their wrongdoings. Now they have to repent. Believe in Jesus, repent, and receive the water baptism, and also receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Through this, you know, this message, this Holy Spirit, now they turn from the law, from Judaism to Jesus, right? So this is the first. Through Holy Spirit, through Word of God, through the work of Holy Spirit. Next. In chapter 10, we can see how Lord Jesus, He bring the Gentiles into His church. So, Acts chapter 15, verse 14, God takes out of Gentiles a people for His name. God select the Gentiles, elect someone, call them out, and then into the church, right? So church means God called out from the world all the sinners. No, God wants to save. God called them out, join into His house of God. So this is God's work, how God saved people. God inspired people, make them listen carefully to the gospel, and then they decide, I want to be baptized, right? So through the chapters in Acts, we can see how Lydia, right? Lydia, the rich woman, he listened carefully to the message of Paul, and then he decided, I want to be baptized. Her entire family received baptism. So how did it happen? Two visions, right? A vision showed to Cornelius. Another vision shown to Peter. Two visions make the situation change. It's God's word. And then Peter followed the instruction of the Holy Spirit, listened to the voice, and then went with the messenger to Cornelius. So he preached Jesus. In chapter 10, how Peter preached Jesus Cornelius. And the way he preached actually is also the pattern for us to introduce Jesus to those non-believers or for those who have no idea about Jesus. So from Book of Acts, we learn what to say. In certain circumstances, what we're supposed to emphasize. So we learn a lot from this book. The message to preach, you know, or the Old Testament or some of the prophecies to cite, to refer to. All has been demonstrated in the Bible, so we can learn. And then the key is the Holy Spirit also proved, right? So while they were still listening to the message, then Holy Spirit came. They all speak in tongues. And this make the Peter 100% sure, yes, God accept them. That's why he baptized the Gentiles. He baptized them first and then report to the church later. Right? He didn't consider, let me ask someone, send messenger to hold a meeting, right? To decide you are okay or not to be baptized. And then I will do it later. No. See how Peter, he was moved by Holy Spirit. He made a decision right on the spot because of Holy Spirit. So today, if we in the church baptize someone, if they receive Holy Spirit, and then that means they have more confidence to baptize them. Otherwise, people's heart may change. They may hear some message or someone talked about TJC and then they change their mind. Right? But if they receive Holy Spirit, they have touched God personally, then it's more secure to baptize the true seekers. Number three, regarding to the legalism. In Acts 15, 28, we read many times. It is good to Holy Spirit and to the leaders in the church. Say, lay upon you no greater burden than necessary things. Right? Four things. So, the burdens of law has been deepened up, taken away. But these necessary things have to keep it, it's important. So, in the church, there is dispute among the members about the truth. Whether to keep the law or not, people have different opinions. But they come to Jerusalem, have a conference, to come to the consensus about the truth. So they unified the truth first, and then make a decision, conclusion, the agreement among Holy Spirit, apostles, and the elders. Right? So now, the conclusion is so simple. And they come out, even though it's a heavy debating, but once James, he's made the conclusion, nobody objected, right? Everyone accept, yes, this is what we're supposed to do. So Holy Spirit unified, you know, the opinions. This is how Holy Spirit dissolved this obstacle. So sometimes in the church, we may also find out people have different opinion in certain things, right? But as long as Holy Spirit working among us, no problem. Eventually, we will come out the agreement. Yes, this is what we're supposed to do. Regarding to the number four, the geographic barrier, this is how the Holy Spirit guide Apostle Paul's way, right? Forbid they preach in the land of Asia. Forbid another time. And then show the vision of Macedonian. So the vision lead their way to Europe. Right? Also, how obedient the apostles, the disciples are. They follow the vision. They consider this is God's will. So even though on their way, there are so many uncertainty. You know, sometimes we are afraid to do things or to try new things or go to new location because so many things we don't know yet, right? You cannot plan ahead. So you have to, you know, sometimes we just worry and got too much to bear. We decide, no, not go. Keep in this comfort zone. It's more comfortable. Right? So, in 18, chapter 16, verse 10 and 11, Sister Catherine, please read. In verse 10, immediately, they understand, and then they just follow. This obedience is a great thing, you know. So this is what we learn. We have to learn how the apostle they listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. They follow the vision. So God dissolved all the obstacles for them, right? Now, let's turn. Holy Spirit used the different ways, all different methods to dissolve our fears or the obstacles. How about you? What is your obstacles in preaching gospel? Brother, what is the fear? Sister, what's yours? You think about it, right? First, fear. Because we don't know what to say. Right? If we fear to preach, we fear people's reject. Yesterday, Sister Amanda already mentioned about the verse. Anyone remember the verse she flipped to last evening? Is it in Old Testament? Which verse? Same. If you take note, then you know. But if you didn't, and then you forgot. Felicia. Thank you. Isaiah 34, 3 and 4. Okay? Rely on God, then the fear will be gone. Pray. So, there's so many verses we can flip to. But, you know, every obstacle, God provides a solution. As long as you identify your obstacles in the Bible, always can find out the solution. Guarantee. Shame, right? Ah, sometimes we have no confidence in our church because we pray in this way. You know, we proclaim this is the only one church. We are not open-minded. People can easily just attack us what we believe. So sometimes we feel ashamed to speak it out. This is what we believe. This is the pure gospel. You have to listen. Come to listen. Do you feel ashamed of sharing gospel with others? If we feel ashamed, and then what happened? Let's read Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, verse 26. Brother Jeffrey, please read. Whoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed. Let's have the courage, because this is what Lord Jesus said. Probably lack of the sense of responsibility, right? Because I'm still young. I'm supposed to just do my schoolwork, focus in what I'm supposed to do, but don't forget. We do have been entrusted this responsibility to make all nations be his disciples. We cannot escape from this responsibility. No matter you say yes or no, Jesus will ask, are we going to see him empty-handed? So consider, if, because we don't know tomorrow, right? If tomorrow we die, but we in our life will never bring anyone come to church, come to believe in Jesus, that means we will face Jesus empty-handed. Right? Then, What are you going to say to Jesus? Say, I'm your faithful and good servant. Can we open our mouths and say to him, please, let me go into your heavenly kingdom. Save me, please. Have pity on me. Right? Think in this way. Then, this is what we're supposed to do. We have to prepare. We have to do it. Then, God will open the door for us. Let's carry this responsibility. Lack of motivation. Motivation, right? You know, some of us just don't know what to say. Okay? Of course, we have to fulfill our duty as a student in college. Do your best to make your schoolwork excellent. You know, excellent. Because if we want to do it good, then you spend time, right? You put effort in. But how about the gospel? It's just, if we have no motivation, then someone have to push you, and this is so passive, right? We are not going to do it joyfully. And we may sense that someone tried, you know, keep pushing and try to, you know, to force us to do certain things which we don't really like to do it, then this becomes a burden. But if we consider this is a God's blessing, and this motivation is important. Just like some of you learn the instrument, right? Many of you maybe play piano, violin, or different instrument. If you don't like it, then but your parent has to push you to do it, then what do you feel? But if you could keep doing, if you can overcome the barrier, the obstacles, you overcome it, and then you find out, wow, this is so enjoyable, right? And the skill, you learn it, and then after you grew up, you will greatly appreciate your parents. So that's why we heard, you know, stories. Some brother so appreciate to his mom. His mom passed away already. But he just give thanks to his mom because the mom insisted to push him to practice and practice. So now he can enjoy through the music. Right? The same thing. Right now, we may feel this kind of pressure. Keep preaching. You know, keep talking about this topic. But this is how we can be appreciated. If we listen and do it, then we will receive the reward. And we can find out how joyful we see someone convert themselves into this faith and then worship with us. So how to make a church more joyful? We go out to preach. If we see a lot of new faces in the church, we have a lot of things to do, right? But if not, always the same faces, then what are you going to say, to see? You're so coming. You're not perfect. How come you do this? How come you do that? We criticize. We point it to our brother and sister, but forget our focus in this big responsibility in preaching the gospel. Okay? So, time's off. So, others, you have your obstacles. So, we will discuss. Okay? So, there are so many reasons. I don't have time to go through it, but let us to discuss. List about 10 reasons why people don't believe gospel. Maybe in your group, list the 10 reasons why people don't believe in gospel and why we cannot break through it. Okay, get the point? Everyone, right? Because we interact with others, we preach. So within group, share the reason, people's response. And then, why we don't continue to preach, and then what is the solution from the Bible? What are we supposed to do? Let's come discuss, and then we will be well equipped for the future. I pray in silence.